just never grew up. I mean, it's, you know, it's like the same as always. It's pretty much for me, looking back on all these years, it's like my hobby became my job. And that's the luckiest thing that can happen to you in your life, you know.
And what's it like touring this summer? You've got some other bands from the same era. Obviously, we got Toad the Wet Sprocket here in Champaign Saturday night, and Tonic, and kind of nice to have, you know, sort of that late 90s, early 2000s sound as you hit different cities.
For me personally, it's really a kick because I truly love these bands. I'm sitting here in my Tonic t-shirt as we speak, you know. I'm a fan. You know, like Toad the Wet Sprocket, they had success in the early 90s. We had success in the late 90s, you know. So now, you know, before our band hit, like I played in cover bands, I used to cover Toad the Wet Sprocket songs. Now I'm on tour with them, you know. It's like, it's a dream come true. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, let's go back to when you guys really hit it, and you kind of were like a ska punk sort of sound and then transitioned to pop. Was that something you kind of morphed into, or you felt like you needed to be more of a pop band to just gain notoriety?
That was a completely natural. Greg and I, our original guitar player and songwriter, we liked the ska punk thing, you know. I remember at the time, he went to high school with a guy in Goldfinger. I don't know if you remember that band Goldfinger. And they were kind of competitive. You know, we liked ska punk, but that was just one of the things we liked. You know, we just wrote songs, whether they were ska punk or pop punk or whatever, or groove songs. We had kind of a wide palette. But we didn't want to be pigeonholed into any one, you know, particular genre. So Astro Lounge is a little bit different from Fush You Man, yes.
Well, I got to tell you, Astro Lounge is one of my favorite pop albums, maybe ever.
So, oh,
and,
thanks,
and it's not just for the hit songs. But I'm wondering, are there songs of yours that are favorites that are not hits, particularly on that album?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, Greg, being the main songwriter, pretty much never wrote a bad song. You know, if he came in with a new song, he'd been working on it, and they were pretty good. I like the song Radio. I like the song Who's There. Who's There is maybe my favorite Smash Mouth song. You look to the stars for
answers. Your face glowing in blue. 99, 2000, right around that area, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing All Star. Does it get old to be known for that one and say, hey, we've got these other hits?
Never gets old. Never gets old. I love playing it every night. Because for us, you know, some people associate us with only All Star in the Shrek movie and don't realize that, you know, Walking on the Sun was a huge first hit. So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow the may, be out tomorrow. But if the others shine, you might as well be walking on the sun.
Well, what can we expect in the set in Champaign Saturday night?
Oh, man. You got any requests?
you know, the favorites, I think. Obviously, it'll be fun to just sing along with All Star and a couple of the other ones. But I'm curious to hear what you're working on now, too.
Well, it's nice. We, you know, as we go on tour, like this tour, we've been out for about 3 weeks with these guys now. As you go along, you sort of fine-tune your set list. Like, okay, this is working. This isn't. Let's move this here. Let's move this one there. And we have 6 original albums of material to choose from. So it's a very up-tempo set. It's all dancing all the time. Go, go, go for the moon. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play.